The Skinny Swine. Lack of judgment. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. A wise woman doesn't attempt to instruct her husband through feigned questions. Her questions will be sincere inquiries concerning his will. The skinny woman who inspired this next list of questions doubtless saw herself as a kind person, a wonderful mother, and a first-rate wife. Yet she was tearing down her house, one question at a time. 12 questions a wife can ask that will tear down her house. 1. Do you feel comfortable spending that much money buying that? He begins to doubt his ability to make wise decisions. 2. Are you sure God wants you to work at that job and be away from us all the time? He wonders about his reasons for working there, even though it is a good job. He remembers he's had opportunities to witness, yet he grows unsure of his own leading. 3. Honey, I need to ask you something very important that really tears me up inside. Doesn't this activity you are engaging in grieve your spirit? The Spirit of God had been prompting him concerning this, but he was trying not to hear. He almost brought the subject up himself last evening, but now she's disappointed with him. He suspects he's not spiritual, but somehow the whole thing makes him angry. He feels pushed. Now he resists her just to maintain control. 4. Why don't you ever want to go with me to... He doesn't feel comfortable around those people. They seem so artificial, and their kids are whiny. The man talks in a quiet, humble way, which grates on his nerves. It just seems so put on. But his wife doesn't see it that way. He guesses he must be carnal. Somehow, he just doesn't care anymore. 5. Before we were married, you read your Bible, or at least you said you did. Why don't you ever read and teach me and the children? He has a vague memory of enjoying reading and relating to how scared Moses was of the job God gave him. But somewhere he just lost interest. He supposes he is backslidden. At least, his wife seems to think so. 6. Why don't you spend more time with our sons? The thrill of having boys has faded. The few times he disciplined them, his wife later talked with him for being harsh. Maybe he was. He likes being with men better. Anyway, they're mama's boys. Not that they're sissies, they just have this close, talky relationship with mama. He feels separated from them. He's just not that type. He can see the accusation in the boys' eyes. It's reflected from their mother's eyes. He sees the same questioning looks and provokes in him the same feelings of condemnation he gets from being around her. He thinks, I'm a real loser. I wonder if I'm even saved. 7. Do you ever think of just loving me in the spiritual way instead of always the carnal? I'm so hungry for some deep spiritual understanding and communication. Something deep inside him is so dissatisfied, so frustrated that she responds intimately only when she feels right about it. It speaks nothing of his manhood. His soul is sick all the way to its core. He falls asleep fantasizing about the woman he met in the store today. God help his filthy soul. 8. Sweetheart, why don't you have devotions with us? We want you to lead us in prayer and help us grow spiritually. The Bible says you are our spiritual leader. Why? Why will you not lead? He laughs inside himself. Are you kidding? I can't do that. I would feel like a total hypocrite. I can't teach them about something I don't know. I'm out of here. He leaves or works or watches TV all the time. It is his escape. 9. Why do you think the pastor said that about Charles? Don't you think that was cruel? Sometimes I wonder if we should go to church somewhere else. Angry bile seizes in him as he listens to her tell the story for the 4th time. He silently contemplates, the pastor's a hypocrite. He's not any better than anyone else. I don't know what makes him think he's so righteous. 10. Poor Charles, it's so sad to see what the preacher's mean words have done to that family. Don't you think we should do something about it, like call and... let them know we love them and don't agree with the pastor. Besides, I'm so hurt at the pastor myself. frustrated at his own failures and being full of bitterness for others, has run its course and is now bearing fruit as he silently surmises, "All those self-righteous people make me sick. I don't care what they do, but they'll not do it to me." 11. "Honey, it's church time. You need to get dressed." "What? You're not going?" "But you always go to church. Do you think you should let a silly thing like that business with Charles keep you from worship? Besides, you know, the pastor was right. That Charles was up to no good all along. You have to go to church. What about the boys? You'll be a bad influence on them. Don't you care?" 12. "Jane, I want you to know that without your close, loving friendship, which I turn to every day, I would never be able to get through this loveless marriage. He's so cold and distant. He doesn't care about the children. I don't know how I could have been so deceived into thinking he was a fine Christian man when I married him. Will you ask the girls to pray for him this week at our women's meeting?"